You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont Enterprise that a scenic preservation group lost a court battle against the erection of a 180-foot latticework steel communications tower in Rensselaerville. On December 20th, Judge Gerald Connolly rejected all possible grounds from scenic Rensselaerville for blocking the tower. The citizens group did not say if it would appeal the ruling against the public safety communications tower on Edwards Hill near Preston Hollow. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said work will begin on the tower after a similar structure in Bern. You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Daily Freeman reports that for the 46th year, the New York State Thruway Authority will offer free coffee and hot tea to travelers on the highway New Year's Eve. Free beverages will be available at the Thruway's 27 service areas from 11 p.m. New Year's Eve through 7 a.m. Sunday. Service area operators McDonald's Corp., Delaware North, Travel Hospitality Services, and HMS Host Corp., according to the authority, provide the beverages. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Lorna Chiro Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that last week the Hillsdale Town Board voted to reduce speed limits on County Route 21 and State Route 22. On County Route 21 from Hunt Road to Route 22, the limit would be reduced to 35 miles per hour, and from Hunt Road to the hamlet of Harlemville, the limit would be 45 miles per hour. State Route 22 from Schutz Road to Old Town Road would be a 45 mile per hour zone. The speed limit from Old Town Road through the Hillsdale Hamlet to the Copaic Town Line would be lowered to 30 miles per hour. The requests to lower the speed limits go to the County Highway Department for review, then to the State Department of Transportation, which must authorize any changes. Hillsdale board members also unanimously voted to buy a new pickup truck for the Town Highway Department, not to exceed $40,000. Hillsdale also announced that sludge from the town sewer system will be sent to Hudson instead of Albany for processing. Hillsdale's 2017 organizational meeting is Monday, January 2nd at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. John Farrow reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Marist College's marching band will perform during next month's presidential inauguration ceremonies. Marist spokesman Greg Cannon said the college submitted a performance request before the election, quote, to give our great band the possible opportunity to show off their talents on a national stage, end quote. The college did not say when or where the band would be performing. The inauguration is January 20th. The college has had two incidents since the election, with a swastika drawn on a bathroom stall, and a woman reported being accosted with shouts of, quote, go back to Africa, according to a November 16th letter from college president David Yellen. A Marist Boycott Trump Twitter feed was created soon after the announcement. Rihanna Ramirez, a 20-year-old Marist junior from New York City, said, quote, at this point, I feel it is only making the political climate on campus worse, end quote, said Ramirez, a co-founder of the Marist Unity Project, a group that formed in the wake of the post-election turmoil. Quote, since the election, I feel like our campus has been very divided, end quote. Trump owns Trump National Golf Club, Hudson Valley, in Stormville in Dutchess County, and has family that lives in the area. Trump recently appointed Hopewell Junction resident Dan Scavino as an assistant to the president and director of White House social media, and named Dutchess County Sheriff Butch Anderson and Michael McCormack, chairman of the Dutchess County Republican Committee, to the Trump Transition Team's executive committee. You can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.